Welcome, everyone. This is Carol Look, EFT founding master and creator of www.attractingabundance.com. And I am delighted that you are listening to my new program called Enough Already. What if you are? And as with all experimental self-help programs, this is not meant to replace or substitute for appropriate medical or psychological or physical treatment or therapy. So please, as you listen to these recordings and tap along with me, know that you are taking responsibility for your own well-being. So this is a major self-esteem program because it's all about self-worth. So those of you who struggle with this issue, I'm not enough, am I enough, what if I'm not, I don't do enough, that is a critical piece of self-esteem, which is about valuing yourself appropriately. Do you see yourself as valuable? Do you see yourself as having worth? It's not about ego. It's about being able to see yourself through your eyes and other people's eyes and as a valuable human being who deserves success and happiness in your life. So the problem is this phrase and this belief and this thought pattern that says, I'm not enough. So it is a primary belief for way too many of us. And what's the problem? It's going to run your life and already has been because it's a belief. So it can be really fun as well as exhilarating and empowering to unravel it. It's very empowering to get control back from this subconscious programming. So subconscious means below the consciousness, and yes, it is often subconscious rather than in your direct awareness. So what we usually can notice is that people, and you might notice this about your friends or colleagues, they're behaving as if they're not enough. You can kind of get a sense that they feel that they're not enough and they're not aware of it. So when we make it conscious through the tapping process and through just talking about it, that is a huge deal and gets us back on the right track to working through it. So it's a belief. And it's a sabotage program because it's a belief. And you know that all sabotage programs are incredibly powerful. But let me talk just a minute about beliefs. Beliefs are compulsive, which means if you have a belief, you don't end up having much control over how the belief operates. When something's compulsive, if someone is a compulsive drinker or a compulsive gambler, they really can't control the beginning and the ending of what they do. They can't control when they're going to start gambling, and they have no control, apparently, over ending their gambling behavior at a casino. If you're a compulsive overeater, same thing. You might say, I'm going to stop, or say, I'm on a diet, but you clearly show in your behavior that you don't have any control. So that's because beliefs are running the show. So when your beliefs are compulsive, and all beliefs are compulsive, they usually win. They just have such strong and powerful energy behind them that their behavior wins out. So if your belief is, I'm just not enough, then you will behave accordingly. I know some of you are resonating with this already. You will always match the belief with the results in your life. You know, it's the notion, I know many of you have heard me talk in workshops, about congruence. So if you're not congruent with a self-esteem level, or not congruent with a belief, if someone tries to help you believe more in yourself and it doesn't land, it doesn't feel right, you're not congruent and it won't fit for you. So if you don't feel good about yourself, you'll actually reject something good that comes into your life because it doesn't match what you see and what you feel about you. So remember how I've worked with law of attraction and matching vibrations, which is what the law of attraction teachers really show us and teach us, that it has to be that you attract matching vibrations into your life. So let's talk about it in terms of financial abundance. If you believe you're a $50,000 a year earner, you will be, trust me, because you can't accept or take in or allow into your life anything more than your belief system. So if your comfort zone is at about $50,000, you could go up a few thousand and down a few thousand, but you'll always end up right at that level. It will also affect you in all of your personal relationships. So if you don't feel that good about yourself, you just don't think you're enough on a core level, you feel ashamed of yourself, or you just have this icky feeling inside that you're not enough, and a new person comes into your life who has higher self-esteem, if you're not careful and you're not working on your self-esteem and this idea of being enough and feeling as if you're enough, you're liable to sabotage that personal relationship because it doesn't fit you. So you look at this person who seems to have more personal value in your eyes or professional value, or you put them on a pedestal, and you can't take it in. So when they're nice to you or they want to hang out with you, you end up thinking there's something wrong with them. The old joke about you don't want to be a member of a club that will have you. That's the old joke about self-esteem. If they want you, then there must be something wrong with them. It will, of course, affect you in all your professional relationships. So whether you're building JV partnerships or you're trying to attract more clients or whatever business you're in, whether you're selling research or services or whatever you're doing, if you don't think you're enough, it will affect how you price your services. If you don't think you're enough, it will affect how you are in a business meeting. It'll affect how you are when you're with a client and talking to them about the next product that you have, or, you know, if you're selling software or selling services, or it doesn't matter. It will affect you. So that's the real value of changing this problem. So if the problem is I'm not enough and I believe that I'm not enough, the value in changing it is your entire life will improve. Now let's move on to your physical health and your body. It will, this idea of not being enough or assuming that you're not enough and you don't hold value, it will affect you in your physicality, in your physiology. Here's an example. Let's say a certain treatment doesn't work for you that's been given to you by a doctor. You're going to blame yourself rather than the fact that there's often a mismatch between a treatment that's given and the body it's given to. If you don't resonate with it, if it just doesn't feel right, we're not all right with all medications or all treatments. Here's another example. If you don't think you're enough, you are one of those ones who is more likely to fall off the schedule of an eating plan or an exercise plan, or even sticking to a regime, let's say like Qigong, or even doing your tapping. So if you don't feel valuable and valued by yourself, much less other people, you'll tend to sabotage that way. You won't stick to a program that you know is good for you. Okay, so people who don't think they're enough, they really do sabotage everything to get back to normal because it fits more. So it fits how they view themselves. It fits how they think about themselves. They don't feel like they're enough. So then, naturally, they would sabotage their success. Again, I said personally, professionally, financially, physically, spiritually. You will work towards sabotage so that you end up coming back at a level playing ground and feeling like, oh, well, this is where I belong. So we always end up where we believe we belong. And if we believe we're average or below average, we'll hang out with people who have the same beliefs. We'll hang out with people who could not support us in terms of building our abundance. And we just stay in the same place that matches the level of our belief about ourselves. So let's say if on the scale of 0 to 10, when I ask you, do you believe in yourself or do you think you're enough, you say, I'm about a 5 on the 0 to 10 point scale. I have value in myself, about a 5. Then you're not going to be comfortable with the people who value themselves appropriately at 8, 9s, or 10s. Now, when I say value yourself, I mean that in terms of healthy self-esteem. That you don't put other people above you, nor do you put other people below you. You know you're valuable. You know what you offer is really good for other people. Not in all circumstances, in every way, with everybody. But you know you've got something to offer the world. You know you're enough. You know you can hold your own in terms of self-esteem. So one of the reasons that inspired me to do this program is I just kept running into more and more people when I would work on the abundance issues where they could do the law of attraction exercises. Those are fun. Those are easy to do. They could even do their tapping. But the truth is they didn't feel like they were enough. So some of them, when they got success or they bumped up in the next level of financial abundance or even happiness, it wouldn't feel right to them and they would feel awkward and they'd struggle with it and they would end up throwing in the towel. Because they hadn't dealt with this underlying belief, I'm not enough. I'm not valuable enough. I don't contribute enough. Even I'm not smart enough. One person said to me recently, they're not young enough. So it doesn't matter what adjectives we put on it, it has to come from a very deep energetic pattern. If you have that belief and you're listening to me now, you probably and likely have a very deep energetic pattern from somewhere in your family that taught you you weren't enough. So that's the problem, low self-esteem, viewing yourself as not having value. If I said to you, say out loud, I'm not enough, you would look at me and say, yes, Carol, that feels true. That's me. So that is truly the challenge and the problem that we're going to take care of with tapping. So I know you're going to really enjoy the tapping sequences coming up, and make sure you're in a quiet and stable place so you can do your tapping and respect yourself and really pay attention to your thoughts and your needs and your feelings. So we'll move on now to the solution.